I think the most important thing is to sort out the institutional arrangement for dealing with CDM. That is, set up a DNA, a designated national authority, and develop the sustainable development criteria. Because if those things are in place, then it's a signal to investors that the country is ready to deal with CDM. So project developers now, if there is a DNA, then they use it as a point of collecting information and understanding about what CDM is. So that is a very important step.
I think the key lies in capacity building. So some awareness building is important. Some capacity building is important so that people can understand what the methodologies are, what the baseline is, how to develop a PDD and things of that nature. But also, there should be a push for methodologies which are more adapted to Africa, because many methodologies are really make sense in transition economies such as Brazil or China, and some of the methodologies are too complicated for Africa. So the effort should be awareness building, capacity building, and methodologies which are better suited to Africa. I think those are three avenues that could really help us scale up CDM projects.